Rabbi Simcha Cohen, Pashas Shemais.
To start off with a bracha to the Menachem David and the other Mesadrim, they should only get nachas from all their mishpachas and nachas from their habosas haTorah. The Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and he's told the tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim, as Avraham Avinu was told, and how that applies in the Maisa, in the physical sense, the Rechush Godel was the gold and silver. It says in the Pasuk Vashala, Isha Mishachen Tomigas Pesach Lechesav Klezov Vashmalois, gold, silver, and clothes. Vesamtem al Bneichem val Bneisechem. Put it on your children, and then Vinitzaltem es Mitzrayim, you'll empty out Mitzrayim. So, the Talmud and Hogim brings down from the Divrei Yecheskel, Shinevarov, B'Shem Chokom Echad, the Tesefes Brocha, the Torah Tumimah, in his Sefer Tesefes Brocha, says he was asked this question, and he brought a riot on this Pasuk. He was asked, and when he went to America, why do the Polish Yidden, why do the Hasidim wear long begodim? What's wrong with wearing like Westerners short? And the Kematzvi brings it down as well, all on this pasuk. Why doesn't it say, wear it yourself? You're going out, you're borrowing nice gold, silver clothes and garments. You want to dress up, we're going to Lavid, Tavid, Lakimba, Alaha, so you're going to dress up. So wear the clothes. Why put it on your children? So they all say basically the same type of thing. Vesamtem doesn't mean just put it on, it means make it right, fit it, make it fit. Your Egyptian clothes don't fit for adults, they're only going to fit for the children. In the Haggadah, in the beginning of the Seder, it says, V'hayu sham legoy, melamid shahayu mitzuyonim sham. Klal Yisrael had their own levush when they were in Mitzrayim. That's all very good for most of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish Mitzri. Why is it called Ish Mitzri? So, it's Machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim, the Maaseh of the Medrash, and the Ralbag also says it of his own, it seems to say it of his own. He said because he was dressed like a Mitzri. His Levush was a Mitzri. He was an Ivri, but was dressed like a Mitzri. The Rekeach says because he spoke like a Mitzri. He doesn't want to, it doesn't say that he dressed like a Mitzri for some reason. He wasn't in Mitzrayim anymore. There's no need to dress like a Mitzri. So the Chayyim, according to the Rekeach, he dressed of his own clothes, normal clothes. It could be, how does the Medrash know that Itaka not like the Rekeach? How does the Ralbag know not like the Rekeach? How do you know the Moshe is dressed like a Mitzri?
Who said he had time to change his clothes?
Okay, he was running away. Yeah, one of the Rishonim Itaka say because he was running away, he was brought up in the palace. Yeah. The shad is how long was it between he left Mitzrayim and he ended up in Midian? Yes. It's 80 years that. I don't know where. Yes, the iron went. Different midrash. So as you do, the Shalom of Bells says by Yishma Kanani Melech Arod in Parshas Kukas that Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael. So it says, that Rashi says, they came speaking Canaanites, they're speaking like Canaanim, but they were dressed like Amalekim. Correct the Sar Sholem, why didn't they dress like Canaanim? They wanted to trick Klal Yisrael. They wanted Klal Yisrael to not to daven, to save them from the Amalekim. And that's why the Maaseh Klal Yisrael Davin say Hatzinei Me'om Azeh. So why didn't they dress like Canaanim? Why did Cairo keep their national dress? Says the Sa'ar Shalom, if they dressed like Canaanim, they would have remained Canaanim. Person's dress, the way a person dresses has a hashpah on him, and it can is hashpah the dose like hashpah, it can create a certain effect and turn him into a different type of person. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Mitzvahs Loisase Lamed brings down this Issa. Who shehiz hironu mileches b'dakeh kifim v'misnai v'minogeshem? We can't go in the way of the goy. We've got to. Our way is different. Well, our way is different. We do things differently. Va'afilu b'malgosheim v'kibutzeim v'moishavim. Even the way they dress, the way we dress, the way we gather together, the way we spend our time, it should all be different. V'hu omru yisali. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah. V'chukeseim loyseleichu. And also, and it says in the pasuk as well, "V'leiseichu b'chukas hagoy." Don't go in their way. You have your own way. Yiddish way is a different way. Oh, the lemaisa, the medrash carries on. The Rambam carries on. "V'ar peish le'amati el b'chukim achukim lehem la'avisem." If you have a look in the Torah's Kehilim over there, it actually says, "Shema toima." I shouldn't build houses. I shouldn't go plowing in the field, I shouldn't do no things that are necessary, leave it all for the goyim. Our way is different, we should just sit and learn Torah. Says the Torah, no, Layomati, the Issa is only on the chukim, hachakukim, lahem v'la'aviseim, their chukim. What is a chuk? What's a chuk? There's the Yadua, the Machlekas, Rashi, and the Ramban. A chuk is either something which doesn't have a tam, or something the Cholavachas doesn't have a tam, Nigla doesn't have a simple reason that anybody can understand why we're doing it. That's chukim. Goyim have chukim as well. They're chukim hateva. We don't know why the sun gets up in the adds up in the east and sets in the west. So chuk hateva. Something we don't know the reason. It's just the Rosh Hashanah decided that's the way the world should turn. That's the way the sun should rise. Why is wood hard and marge soft? That's how the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. So they're chukim hateva. Goyim have chukim. Eventually, created a person with chukim, natural tendencies. Yidden have natural tendencies to be in shaykhus with their neshama. Goyim have the natural tendencies to be in shaykhus with their guf, and they tend to leave their guf and do things that are necessary to keep their guf going. They have been makabel from their zaydas, minag avisem biyadeim to serve their avodah zarah, and these chukim we've got to keep away from. So, how does this pan out the Maaseh? Loshen Sifro, v'chukeseim loisei leichu, sheloisei leichu, the Torah's Kehilim has three shittas. Tanoim, the Maaseh, we're passing like all three. Tanakama holds, loisei leichu, sheloiteiku, b'nimusis shelahem. B'dvam ha-chakukim lehem kegoin, ta-ti-ois, ka-kesois, v'istiri-ois. Now, ta-ti-ois and ka-kesois, we come in a few places in Shas and Medrash, and normally it's translated as theatre and circus. Greek words. I don't know what the istorios are. The Rambam, however, says these were places where they did avodah zarah, and they include places that they did avodah zarah. The Rambam in Yad is mavua that the issa is to build these type of places for Yidden to get together. When Yidden don't serve avodah zarah, so it would mean that it's also to build a shul looking like a church. We discussed moving into a church last time, but it'd be also to build the right. There is mistapa. It doesn't mean not to have pictures on the wall like they have pictures in their churches, their mokumay kemas avodah zarah. Or does it mean not to make bells, church bells, and muzian you know, a tower that they can call out to gather people together for davening. We don't have a shul copper, but we don't have big sirens to announce that it's time to go to shul. I might say that's how it's paskened in Torah Shulchan Aruch. The issa is to build. According to that, there wouldn't be any issa to go to a theater or a circus. It's not an issa of a kukesem lo yisereichu. Might be a problem of a moshav leitzim lo yoshav. It might not be the right thing, the right way to spend our time. But the Maisa, there wouldn't be an Issa v'chukas emlei sedeich. However, if you have a look in the Bach and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Chaim, Siman Reish Chaf Dalet, a very fascinating thing there. It brings down from Sefer Eshkol or Sefer Maskil, different Yesois there, that somebody who is Meinea himself from going to watch the Kanigias Shel Goyim. Those times they had fairs and the Goyim used to have jousting matches and whatever, things like that come to town. So the circus would come to town and all maybe. And it says the Bach. If somebody who holds himself back and doesn't go to watch, he will be zeicha to see the Kanigian Shel Levyosan and Shor HaBor. Remember from Akdomus, you'll find there's a Kanigian, there's a fight between the Shor HaBor and Levyosan. It's hopefully going to be something that we would zeicha to see. He says, somebody who keeps himself back from going to the Goyisha circuses will be able to see this La'osud Lavoi. The Radvaz and the Sefer Chinuch seems to say, though, however, that it's taka also because of chukas same leiseleichu. When he brings it down, kind v'chol elu minei schoik shaisim bekibotzem mishketchim eskabtsim lasis shigoynos uznus va'avodas elilim. He includes all three things, all included. This when they come for this shigoynos to do meshugana things, that's included in the issa to go issa of chukas same. As I said, lemaisa shochnach doesn't mention it, so the Issa would only be us a mile of a Moshe of Leitzim. Could be an Issa as well, but it's not an Issa Dereis, you won't get Malchus for it. Oh, but that's the Tanakhama. With Meir Oimer, Eilu Dake HaEmoyu Shemonu Chachomim. These are Dake HaEmoyu Shemonu Chachomim. You have a look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shemonu Shrotz, and this lists out, and the Tesefta, they list out long lists of Dake HaEmoyu, not to go with Shein Shal Shual, not to go with a chagel, but beitzas a chagel, not to use these different types of things. And in this, we can include all different types of non-conventional medicine, possibly. Big machlokes achronim, how far do you take this dake haramori when it comes to non-conventional medicine? Take homeopathic remedies. Some say that it's a problem of dake haramori because it doesn't work. It's not using the dake hateva. Okay, it's a machlokes achronim. Ask your local Orthodox. But generally, Dak and Moyu are superstitions that the Goyim have. They're nothing to do with us. There's nothing wrong with Friday the 13th. It doesn't apply to us. It's not our way. It's not the Dak Derech Yisrael. It's the Dak Erem Moyu.
Yom 13 is a very good
one. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Shalei Tincha Veleite Gadol Tzitzis Veleite Tesape Kumi." You can't. He says it's a hairstyle business. Adaka Emoyu is depending on your hairstyle. The Goyim have certain hairstyles that they do normally as a consequence. Remember, for the Avodah Zorah purposes, the similar Avera is Leisakifu Pa'asroishchem. The Rambam says also because this Adaka Emoyu, the Goyim would the Galochim would. We're called the Galoch because they used to shave their head to a certain mark and then leave the rest of the hair. We know a blurus is some type of Mohican haircut. The tegadol tzitzis. Tegadol tzitzis. What's tegadol tzitzis? So the achronim tzitzis roshe. So what's tegadol tzitzis roshe? So some learn that it's to walk around like some of the wild hordes of Hannibal, those type of things, that long hair, the Persian soldiers would walk around, they would grow there, wouldn't bother cutting it, and walk around looking a mess. That's somebody I think with Lashon Ram was Kibbasullah, they walk around, they've got long hair, they don't bother cutting their hair. That's Tegadol, they let it grow. The Tzafnas Panech on the Rambam and the Pichodosh learn that Tegadol is Miloshon Gidulsar. Gidulsar is to plait the hair. So that would mean you're not allowed to go around with dreadlocks. Little plaits in your hair. They do it. The Goyim do it. The Rastafarians that do it for an avodah zarah reason, and that will be awesome because of a chukas same they say.
If you take
them
out according to the Rambam, all the avodah zarah aspect of what you are doing.
Okay, we'll get there. We're getting there. If there's no avodah zarah involved. So as we said, lemaisa we paskin. The Machaber Paskins and Shofnach, like all these shittas tanoim, it's also to build buildings that look like places of Avodah Zorah. I'm not sure if you're employed by a Goyish company to build their church, will that be included in the Vukukai Sem? Not allowed to build it like them? But no, just lying. Huh? So, okay, so crucifix is, yeah, it could be a different issa of. Yeah. What? Yeah, because the Maisa is not avodah zarah. It's only as a simon, it's not really avodah zarah. The Shad is here building places of avodah zarah. So here the Rambam says, we can't build it for ourselves. I don't know whether it'd be also for us to build it for them. I don't know.
But they're
much
so bad. What
are the Shemites praying now? They can't say words. So, as I say, if it's a Protestant church where it's not avodah zarah,
yeah,
it's
a Buddhism.
I don't know. Something to look into. The Rambam finishes off, and it's lachori mavur. The Rambam, this issur chukisem leseleichu is beikah about clothes. Lashon of the Sefer Chinuch is. We shouldn't dress like them. Rambam as well. Afilu b'malbushehem. And the Rambam brings at the end, "Kva yodata loshon hanavi." Now, the Rambam, I don't know who he was talking to, but he says, "Kva yodata loshon hanavi." The Sefer kind of puts it slightly easier for us. He says, "Veloshon sifre hanavur." Doesn't expect us to know the pasuk in the beginning of Sefania. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Sefania, Ben Shem is going to come and make a Yom HaDin against all those who serve Avodah Zarah and all the Sorim who don't treat Klal Yisrael nicely and don't do the keep the have the good midas that a Melech should have. And he says, Va'al kol ha'levshim malvush nochri. So the Radak has got four or five Purushim over there. Rashi and the Radak in the third parish, and the Rambam here also learns, it's malbush of nochri, malbush akum. So yesh la'ayin, I'm not sure what Rashi and the Radak have in mind when they say malbush akum. Because akum can either mean the avodah zarah itself, yeah, the little getchko, whatever they dress up the idol in it, or it means malbush of a goy. Akum is sometimes interchanged with nochri, it just means the levush that a goy wears, as opposed to the levush that a yid wears. So I don't know, but the Rambam is before, Malbush Nochri is people who wear the clothes of the Goyim when they, Lashita, so Rambam will be the things they use to be saved at Avodah Zarah. The Paradis Joseph brings down a Maisa that there was once a Gezerah against Hasidim, against the Yidden in Poland, Russia. They weren't allowed to wear long clothes, had to wear dressed like Westerners. A gezeirah. So a lot of Hasid Sherebas have said we've got to be Moshe Nefesh, Lubush Yisrael, that's the way the Yidden have always done it. And so somebody asked Yitzchak Mavorki, he says that, how can it be? Why are you making such a big geshäft about it all? Moshe Rabbeinu wore Ish Mitzri, Moshe Rabbeinu wore Egyptian clothes. What's the problem? So he answered, an interesting answer, he said there was only Lefi Shah. So I'm not sure what he means, that's the only quote, yeah. It was only Lefisha, it was only for a short time. And for a short time it's mutter. Now I haven't found anywhere in the poskim that for a short time it's mutter to wear. I was speaking to my father yesterday and he said, yeah, well, what about Purim? Is it mutter to dress up like a monk on Purim, or just dress up like a galach? Is that mutter for a short time? Come to this.
Beis Samechitz.
What do you mean?
It
goes short, yeah, okay, but can one dress up like go on the street like dressed up like a monk on Purim? I don't know whether this, I haven't found anywhere that it's mutter also. I know people have done it, but... So my father tells us if you're allowed to dress up like a woman, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Purim, so Efshar also dressing up like a goy. But the Maisa, this for a short time, let's see what we can find. The Maisa, the Kotzker, is brought down. He's tiny. He's tiny. There's no need to go fight. What's the problem? So we dress with short jackets, just like the Yekkers.
Says
the Kotzker. Malbushim was tzitzis and tefillin. So it's not the dress. It's the Yiddish clothes that we wear. Not the general clothes. Tosfos and Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, "Hamasapa kumi haizamidakamo." Somebody who shaves kumi the front of his head and leaves the back of the head, so shaves the front half. This is dakehamoyu. Avtulmus ben Reuven he tiru loy the sapa kumi meishu korev lemarthus. There's a heter for Kohen Malchus, somebody who has shaykhus with the kings, shaykhus with officials, he is allowed to be Masapeh Kumin. Says Tesis. Says Mitchila Lo Gozru ala Kohen Malchus. Mitchila Lo Gozru. From the very beginning when they made the, well, sounds like when they made the Gezeriah, they didn't make an Issa on Kohen Malchus. Who are you, Rogil? And he was Rogil. The Gemara in Me'ila brings a Maisa. There was once a Gezeirah against Klal Yisrael, and it's three Gezeirahs about Nidus and about other thing about Shabbos. three Gezeirahs there. And who's going to be Mevatel the Gezeiras? Avtulmas ben Reuben. According to Tosfos Geirsa, we've got Sadik. We've got a Geirsa Reuben ben Yisrubli. He went and was Masapa Kumi, dressed up like a goy, laid his hairstyle, goyish hairstyle, and he went there, he acted like one of them, and he asked them, you know, different questions, and he was managed to Mevatel the Gezeira. The safe dobber was, the Maisa, they didn't help, because they chapped afterwards as he walked out that Hitaka was Jewish, and they put all the Gezeiras back on again. So Rav Shimon, that was the Maisa over there, with Rav Shimon ben Yochai, went, had to go and be Mevatel the Gezeira, and used Ben Timalian, one of the Shadim over there, the Gemara says, an interesting story. So, so that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara of Tesis. Tesis says, "Mitchila leGozru for Kroyvin Amalchus." So what's Pshat Mitchila leGozru? It's Mashmish. It's only Yisid Rabbanon. The problem is, we said that the Rambam says Mufurish, Sefer Chinuch, Shulchan Aruch, all Paskin that it's a Chi of Malchus. If it's a Chi of Malchus, now how can it be Yisid Rabbanon? So what's Pshat in Tesis? So the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef has this problem. How can it be Monoshach? How can it be this in Mufusha Gemara? Leave Tosfos aside, but you've got from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's mutter for somebody who's Kohen Malchus to get dressed up like them, and it's also for everybody else. So Monoshach, why is it mutter for them? So the Beis Yosef says two truths. Number one is for Hatzalas Yisrael, right? To save Klal Yisrael, somebody who's a Shtadlin. He's constantly going in and out of the council offices in order to help Yidden. To save Klal Yisrael, that's going to be mutter. The lashon of the Beis Yosef is to collect the Hatzel Yisrael. So I don't know whether it means to save one Yid or to save Klal Yisrael. Let's say the Ma'aseh in the Gemara we only have when they were saving Gans Klal Yisrael from a Gezeirah, or a large Chelek of Klal Yisrael. The other teretz is of the Beis Yosef is, it's, since it's not a mefurish in the Pasuk, what is Da'kei Ha'emoyri? The Pasuk just says, the Torah left it up to Chazal to decide what's included. We find a similar thing, similar by Chol HaMoed. The Pasuk doesn't tell us what is the Malacha that is on Chol HaMoed, and Hinicha Kosov, Masra Kosov Lachachomim, and they can decide what's Asa on Chol HaMoed. They decided what is Asa included in Chukas HaGoy, as we saw the Machlokes Sanoim in the Braisa. So they decided what is Asa as Chukas HaGoy. They Mitzchila decided not to put this issa of Lesipa Kumi on somebody who is Kohen Malchus. The Menchasinuch brings down from the Mishnah Sachomim that Taka, that is Pshat in Tesis. When Tesis says that Mitchila Le Gozru is Be'etzem Mitchila Gozru. They made the Gezeirah to Issa Dereisa, but they attached up the Issa Dereisa to mean these type of dressing up and problem of Sipur Kumi. And they, Mitzchila, when they said that this is included, they said, but it's not included for people who need it. But Rebbe Chana's not happy with that. Because once Chazal have told us what is a Chukas HaGoy, then how can they come and say, but it's not Chukas HaGoy for a Kohen Malchus? It doesn't stim. Either it is a Chukas HaGoy or isn't a Chukas HaGoy. So the Rebbe Chanan brings a Ma'arik. And the Ma'arik is the Sherish of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ma'arik says, brings a Lashon of the Teres Konim. The Teres Konim says, Shalei Teima, Hoyel Vahein Yotzim Ba'agomon, Af Ani Eitzei Ba'agomon. Hoyel Vahein Yotzim Beklusin, Af Ani Eitzei Beklusin. Because the Goyim go out, they wear nice posh. Agomon is an expensive type of purple, red dye, red clothes. So maybe I should also go out like that. No, don't do that, because that's Chukas HaGoy. Says the Ma'arik, but why didn't the Ma'arik just tell you they go out? What's Shaloi Tema? You shouldn't say because they go out, therefore I should go out. What's the whole question? Don't go out because they go out. Tell us that they go out, or don't tell us.
A little bit defeats the purpose of the Kol Hamalchus, but that is just exactly.
Oh, so but the says the Ma'arik that the Issa is only when you want to be like them. It's only going to be Issa when you say to yourself, "Ah, if they're doing it, I also want to do it." If they're going out with our garment, I also want to go out. But if you don't have any of this type of kavona, you don't wear your trousers because the goyim wear trousers. You wear trousers because that's a useful thing to do. You wear a short jacket because that was the one available in the shop. You don't do it because of them, therefore it's mutter. Therefore, huadin, somebody who is going koyev lemalchus and he's only getting dressed up in these type of clothes, he's only having this type of haircut because he needs to go and not be embarrassed to sit when he's sitting there in front of in front of the Soim, then in front of the kings and their officers, if he's only doing it not to be embarrassed, then there's no Issa. The Issa is only when you want to do it because you like their way of doing things. If you don't, it's not because you like their way of doing things, you're not trying to do it because you're moida to their way of life, it's because you want to do it, therefore it's going to be mutter. The Ma'arik there is talking about a kappa. I'm not sure what a kappa, I'm not sure what it is. He says it's a long cloak, arucha la'oyetz, and ponim va'ocha, and it's split up at the sides, but he made it in a way that it's not chayav in tzitzis. That's the only description we get.
Tails.
Oh, tails, I don't know what exactly. It's some type of cloak, and it was only worn by people who had been masig that chokhmah, they'd passed their exams. And this is nachoya is negeya to anybody who's taken a doctorate, gone to university, taken a doctorate, and when he gets his graduation, he needs to wear a cap and gown. Now, that's not a Yiddish levush, it's definitely a Goyish levush. I don't know, we don't have caps and gowns in yeshivas. Doesn't you know?
So says the
Ma'arik, if you're only wearing it to show that you have passed the test, to show that you are this type of person, and there you get the covered deserving to this type of yediyah, you know this, and therefore you get the covered you deserve, you get the patients that you need, doctors. The Rambam says it's talking about a levush of a doctor. The doctors wore this type of thing, the white coat of a dog, whatever, then you're only doing it for that purpose. You're not doing it because you think the goyim are the right way of life. It's because you want the cover that you need for having learnt what you've learnt, passing a test. That is going to be mutter. Strict the Rabbi Chanan, that's all very good that you didn't have kavana, and therefore it's going to be mutter. If you didn't have kavana, it's going to be mutter. But how does that help you understand Tosfos? Tosfos says, Mitchila loy gozru. What do you mean mitchila loy gozru? Mitchila, there was never any Issa. The Issa d'oraisa is only if you have kavana, and the heter is because you didn't have kavana. So what's loy gozru? Ulay, Ruchan's got a shtick of the teretz there. Ulay, we can explain it slightly better. The bath. Menachas Kenach brings down a bath. The way that Menachas Kenach, because I didn't see it there in the bath itself. But Menachas Kenach brings it down that if you're not machaven, if any miscavan last is command, same shori. After have a psikration, even though it's a psikration, they might say you're wearing their clothes. You might say you're going around with this cap and gown. You're wearing their goyish levush. But if you're not machaven, after have a psikration, over shy some psikration after loyni chalei is awesome. Right? The gav a Shabbos psikration is mutter. Right? Psikration on nichalei could be mutter according to the oruch. Yeah, if you're not happy with what's going to happen. But in other isim, there's no heter. Psikresha, if it's going to happen, even if you're it's lay michale, it's asa. It's asa d'oraisa. So what's our heter here? You didn't have kavana. L'maisa, you're wearing a goyish clothes. The answer we come up in can loy ostra Torah ella im kavanasa ni damas lehem. The Torah only asked it if your kavana was to be madama yourself to them, or as the Bach puts it, liyos moide bedosam v'ikat toli b'kavanas aleim. Ikas tolin kavona and the idea hayalev yedeh im la'akel im la'akalkalos. A person knows himself why he's wearing these fashions. is he doing it because he wants to be like them, or is he doing it because it happens to be, you know, the thing available in the shop? It's a thing that his customers will appreciate that he's wearing, and therefore they'll get better customers. He's only doing it for the business. The bath finishes off. The ain sofik shemipiyas shemipiyas shmur lo madnu kach perish ha'isa. The Bach puts out the point, puts through this in. Ain sofik shemipiyas shmur lo madnu. We don't find this in Chazal. The Ma'aseh Ma'arich makes the cheshbon, and that is the isa. In which case, if it's a psik creation, they're coming on with a vort of psik creation. The shtak amokum for gezeres Chazal. Chazal should have been gezer. Or even on Korev Lamalchus, even when there's another reason, if it looks like you're wearing Goyish clothes, then what's to stop anybody else copying you? You see this guy with no payas, his short hair haircut, and he's going every day to the council offices. What's that? If he can do it, why can't I? So there should be a mocking for Gezeres Chazal. Says Taisus, Mitchila Le Gozru, they didn't make Gezer for Korev Lamalchus. Ulai, that's Pshat in Taisus. Okay. So it could be that's pshat in as we said, if Yitzchak Mivorki said it's mutter for a lefi shah. The Maaseh Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Paris Palace. He couldn't change his clothes when he found out he was a yid. You know, I'm walking out. I'm, you know, dressing up like a yid. Probably wouldn't have had any of that. He, Moshe Rabbeinu, had to be in the palace Maaseh Tan Shiyu, yeah, and he had to. So he grew up there. He grew up like that. So it was lefi shah. He didn't do it in order to show that he was an Egyptian. He wore it because, you know, that's what he had to wear. So it could be that's pshat, but so again, if that doesn't help you for Purim, if the Havot is only doing it for a short, because you're craving Malchus, if there is taken Isadri Abonon on a type of psik reisha, you know, you're wearing Goyish fashions, then there wouldn't be a heter for Purim and other such things. Again, as we said, according to the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the whole Issa is because to be Madama to Avodah Zarah, things that they do for their Avodah Zarah. There is.
Huh? Not for himself,
more the fish. Oh, but it also says, I did see. We're talking about Modcha. It says, I think it was the Paracelsus brings down. Modcha had the nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ish Mitzri, and therefore he wasn't buried in Eretz Yisrael. Masha'en Kain Yosef said Ivri Anochi, and Me'eretz said, "You're going to have Gunavti Me'eretz or Ivrim." So it's a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Modcha is the one who says, he is the Ish Yehudi, and he went around saying, because of I'm a Yehudi, therefore I can't bow down to Haman. So, Modcha, yeah? Okay. Lemaisa, if you have a look, Igris Moshe, Yerodea Simon Pei Aleph, he was asked, he asked them, the Yidden who were coming over after the war from Poland, and in Poland they had a specific lavush, they had to wear their long coats, short trousers maybe, I don't know exactly, he doesn't discuss exactly what. He says, can we dress like Americans? That's a shayla. Can we dress with short jackets? Can we change our lavush? Or is it a shayla of minig? We had a minig like that, is it a minig issa? So he discusses the points, he goes through the different shittas, the Ma'arik and the Rimor. We haven't got time for all of them, but so he points out, according to the Ma'arik, he declares, he's not sure, according to the Ma'arik, that it's mutter to be, if you're a doctor, to wear these doctor's gowns, is that only when it's nicker, mitech maisov, that he's a doctor? And he's doing it only for because he's a doctor. Maybe it has to be nicker, mitech maisov, he's not sure. That's the next Nakuda that Moshe brings down. He says, these things, they're not Labush Akum. It's Mavur, the Gaon, the Maaseh argues with the Ma'arik. He argues with this Diuk. The Gaon is quite clear that it's also to wear Goyish clothes. But however, the Gaon does point out, it's Dafka Beged Meyuchud. It's Dafka something which is Meyuchud for Goyim. Now, as we've been Madaik from the Rambam, it's only Meyuchud for Avod Zorah that's going to be the problem. The Maaseh, the Gaon doesn't make this Inyan, and the Ramosha doesn't manage to make this color between Avodah Zarah and other things. The Maisa, other Poskim, the Ma'arik also says not only for Avodah Zarah, but also it's Gaiva and Pritzus. Any beged which is then worn, Le Gaiva and Le Pritzus, that's going to be Asa. But Lamaisa, the Ma'arik says in there that it's only something that Yidden have been purished from. Ma'arik says, Yidden masaris v'yodeinu, that Yidden don't wear anything red. The Rif says, what's Arkas of the Masana in the time of the Shmad, Afilu al Arkas of the Masana, Afilu on a shoelace. If a guy comes along and says, change your shoelace, Jew. You're a Jew, I want you to change, wear a shoelace like one of us. And he does it in order to be Ma'avim Ahem al Das. What's this Arkas of the Masana says, the Rif? Because Yidden wore black shoelaces and Goyim wore red shoelaces. So wearing red shoelaces was something that Yidden had not done. Yidden had been purished from because it was a colour of Tritzus. So therefore, it's something we've got to keep away because Yidden have been purished from it. However, something which Yidden have not been purished from, when long trousers came in, seemed like a good idea. Why wear short trousers? It was Yidden started continued the fashion like the Goyim did. I did see somebody bring the Yaivetz in his Siddur says all fashions start with Yidden. Unfortunately, but if it's something that, as you said, a short jacket, the short things that the Yidden and the Goyim wear, he says there's no. Ramosha says in the Vush, there's no Yid since Roiv Klal Yisrael wear short. There's no Yiddish Levush specifically about wearing long. There's no Chiyuv to wear long. Chazanish Lamaisa says that it is a Maila to wear long. He says even though he points out even though like the Kont of the Gaon is going to be Mutuk, it's not Miyuchot for Goyim. It says it's more tsonua. It's kedai to wear more tsneistic clothes. Lamaisa, as I said, Lamaisa, we all wear. I'm saying dashing wearing a short jacket. The minig in the Western society is to wear a jacket, to wear a tie. My father told me it's one of the Hilchot Shabbos books says to wear a tie is a suffix on Shabbos because Lamaisa is Issa v'chuk esem lo yiseleichu. I don't know if it may be in Eretz Yisrael. I can't understand why in Eretz Yisrael they even bothered with discussing the Goyim don't wear ties either. So Lemaisa, the minhag is to wear ties. All the Hasid Sherebas of Beis Rishon all wear tie. So a tie can't be a Levush Goy. Anything which is done, it's nikka as that is just a normal way of dressing. That's going to become mutter. I was thinking about this yesterday, talking to a few people. Wearing I come from the north, a black and white football kit. Manchester United kit, Manchester City, I don't know what everybody supports here. Is that going to be mutter? Is it avoid desire? That's what they live. That's zikha their derech hachaim. Is that going to be asa? So he said, if the issa is only for avodah zarah, then lachoya that's not avodah zarah. I say it's their way of life, but it's not an avodah zarah. So lachoya mitzad that it would be mutter. Beged pritzus it isn't lachoya. Beged kovod it's lachoya not included in the parameters given to us by the remor. So lachoya should be mutter. However, the ma'aser you are following their fashions if you're only doing it for the fashion. But again, it's not because it started with the Goyim. I'm sure there are a few Yiddish footballers out there, and they'd also wear it. So to wear it as a fashion piece, well, that is something to keep. You make couples? Yeah. So, Yeshlein. Lemaisa, the. The blue shirt. It's a shirt. It's not. The Rafael brings down Dirk and Rambam. The Loshna Rambam is Sheyeye Yisrael Mubzal Mehem V'yodua B'malbushay V'shaat Maisav. As we said, Klal Yisrael was saved because of Shleishinu Malbushim. One of the things they were nikka as a Klal Yisrael separate from the Goyim as because Shleishinu Malbushim. The you should try. We wear a hat. We wear a kapel. We aren't totally like the Goyim. It's quite clear when you see a Yid on the street that you're seeing a Yid on the street. Even if he's dressed like a Goy, he dresses neatly and he's not dressing like a Goy. So hopefully we'll be zeicher to the Geula Asida that we'll be zeicher to if we dress correctly, and we're zeicher to the bracha the chinuch gives at the end. Somebody keeps away from their ways. He only thinks about the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Nafshei betuv tolin la'olam v'zara yiresh ha'aretz.
I heard you, Moshe Schneider, once when he was here. Big man of the yeshiva. He described football. Israel and the get the close in the end of the book and Zuchtzum Bal. The Shotgun Rebbe, he didn't.